This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Good morning, people. It's fun to be back on the air with Aging with Attitude, the Age Concern broadcast. Today I've got two people with me in the studio, and my usual co-host...
Susan, drum roll.
And we've got a special guest today, Alison Hobbs. Alison, would you like to say a few words about yourself?
Kia ora, everybody. I am just Alison, but I'm with Aging with Attitude at the moment, organising their latest expo coming up on the 1st of October.
That's not very far away, Alison.
It's not very far away.
Yeah, it's not very far away at all. So, the expo, what's that all about? What's it about? Why are we doing an expo?
Well, that's bringing together all the services and community groups and even some that help or offer things to us older people. But I've also got a couple of special guests coming, Anthony.
Oh, that's going to be special.
Yeah, they're just there to show that, you know, as you get older, you can still contribute to society, but more, you know, keep your passionate things that you enjoy doing and just keep doing them.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit later, Alison, yeah. If that's okay.
Sure.
Yeah, but Aging with Attitude, what's that all about? What's that slogan about?
That's about just always keeping that pep you've had all through your life.
That, you know? Pep.
That pep. Don't don't slow down because you think someone else expects you to. Just keep doing what you like doing and do it well.
I like that attitude in terms of, because we've been told in the past, and you can add to this, Susan, if you would like.
I don't think she's old enough.
Okay. Well, some in the room, yep, you're right. but in terms of ageism, when people say to us, especially how we have it from the government, 65, you retire. What does that even mean, retire? Do you get chucked out into pasture? What is it about? What are your thoughts on that, Alison?
Well, there's a lot of people not retiring at 65 now, Anthony.
Yeah.
They're keeping on with their work and they're contributing well to their work, so why should they stop? Their brains have not stopped functioning, you know?
Yeah, I agree with that. Susan, what about you?
I think we're living longer. Obviously, keeping active is a big part of that, and I think even my parents' generation are actually ageing a lot better, and my in-laws are actually in, I won't say how old they are, but they are in their 70s, and they are still working, so that's really amazing. It keeps people active, it keeps friendships. I know a lot of people, when they retire, they lose those connections of being in a routine and meeting people at work, and you have friends that you're you know, that you've worked with for years, and you lose those connections, and it's really tough to try and keep up and keep active without having a bit of a lapse where maybe you think, wow, how am I going to do this? And a lot of older people are doing it really, really well, so it's fantastic.
Yeah, a few things that I liked about what you said, Susie. One was about, and I didn't think about this before, when you finish your job or when you retire, that community that you've been in for so long sort of disappears. It might be okay for the first, I don't know, 6 months that you keep on meeting, but after a while it just disappears because of you don't see each other that often.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the camaraderie disappears as well.
Yeah, and having that camaraderie with a wide range of age groups at work.
Yeah. I like it because, like, for me, younger people keep me young.
Yeah.
Yeah, younger people keep me young. They tell me what they're doing, and I'm going, wow, sometimes reliving some interesting behaviours.
I didn't.
Oh, no.
You've got to be a good role model, don't you?
Well, yeah, being the older ones, you have to keep up with the facade of... This is how we do things.
This is responsible behaviour.
Yeah. What's that? their whakatauki. My scars are well earned, they cannot be hid. Do what I learned, not what I did.
Absolutely. Experience is the best teacher, isn't it?
Yep. And so, yes, and the other part that you talked about was around people being active.
Mm.
Being active. Yeah. That's really important too. So, Alison, in terms of different activities at the expo, are there opportunities for people to get up and shake their groove thing?
Well, there may be. Maybe. May well be. Yeah. Yeah, we're not going to let too much All out right. of the box All at right. the moment.
Yeah.
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 Just come along and be surprised.
What time is it on, Alison?
It's on from 10
yep.
through till 3.
Okay.
Yeah. And so for those who want to stay for the day or stay for the morning and have morning tea or lunch, we're going to have a little cafe there.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Club sandwiches, muffins, cups of tea and coffee.
Oh, great.
Time to sit around a table and chat to people you might not have met before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you were involved in last year's one, correct?
I was.
So could you just run through that? What was your experience like and what was your learnings that you took from that?
Well, I was so surprised at the number of people who came, Anthony.
Oh, how many was that, yeah. Alison?
There would have been around 500
wow.
plus
yeah.
people coming through the door to see what we had. And we had about 60 exhibitors. So lots to see.
Yeah.
Lots to pick up on, lots of connections made.
Yeah. What were some of the stores that were there, the sites? Do you remember some of them, or the 60?
Well, Bella's coming back.
Bella?
Bella is a big inflatable bell
okay.
that you can walk through
okay, yeah.
and learn about bell cancer.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
yep.
yeah. It was a lot of fun. You
yep.
know? She had a lot of tourists going through here.
Yep.
Yeah. We had one of my very special guests, Graham Derville Harris, who is an artist in the Waira Rapa, fabulous okay. oil painter
okay.
and watercolours painter.
Mm.
He came and just sat and painted and demonstrated,
mm-hmm.
and he's coming back this year. Wouldn't miss
oh.
it.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
What other sites are going to be there this year?
We're going to have quite a few health sites because,
yeah.
you know, health concerns us all. We're going to have some legal eagles there.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Transit are coming with their tours that they do for around the country for older people, bus tours. So we'll be able to watch videos of that, Transit Coach Lines.
Mm. That, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of different activities to do, not just going to stores then. You've got activities that you can do. I remember last time there was cards, wasn't there? Cribbage or was that? Was there a card store
yeah,
there?
Yeah, there was. It was
Bridge?
Bridge. It was bridge. There were people sitting playing bridge.
Yeah.
No, bridge are not coming this year.
Okay. Yeah.
But we're going to have a potter.
A potter?
Bringing her pottery wheel.
Oh, great.
So if you've ever been interested in watching a really good potter at work, yeah.
That's going to be interesting. What do you?
It's going to be messy.
Messy is good.
Yeah.
I think pottery and wheel pottery is fantastic because you can make things really quite fast and you can destroy them really fast as well. You have to be really careful with that one. Hopefully Patrick Swayze might even be there. In spirit, of course.
Of course, in spirit.
Yes, I rewatched that movie the other day. It was a lovely movie. But, pottery is great. It's something that you can get your hands into. And I know, like, even in the weekend I did some gardening and I feel so much better getting back into, you know, getting into the soil. Someone used to tell me it gets rid of your negative energy.
Put it back into the earth.
And it gets back into the earth and you can create your own, you know, designs and things like that in your garden as well, which is really great. Yeah.
I think I remember from Ghosts.
Yes.
Demi Moore.
Yeah.
N-R-E-D-8-5-M, N-R-E-D-8-I-M-I-M. Second verse. Same as the first.
That's such a good movie.
Yeah. It is.
I did feel sorry for Whoopi there for a while.
Yeah. It's quite funny watching movies that you've seen before and you've really liked and you see it in a different age group.
Yes.
And you have different ideas and, it's interesting.
Yeah, because part of that also brings up afterlife.
Mm, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Which some of us believe in, some may not, but then we still both sides have to prepare for the inevitable, which is passing away, death, the surety of life is that you'll die.
Yeah.
Yep. So in terms of that, do we have anyone coming who might be helpful getting us prepared for that particular event?
We do. We have the guys from Richmond Funeral Home.
Oh, nice.
They're coming along because it's important not just for us to prepare for the end of our lives.
Mm.
And it's also important for our families to prepare in advance.
Yes.
So there will be people there from legal terms looking at end of life, powers of attorney, that sort of thing.
Mm.
But also, Richmond are going to be bringing things about whether you want a natural burial, whether you want to be in a casket, a cremation. You know, it's time to look at these things, I feel, at my age.
Yes.
And plan what I want to happen so that my family know and do it properly.
I think that's the key to that, my family know. So that doesn't cause any strife in a time where it's quite sad and quite hurtful at times, you know. So, like, as you said, you know, will I be in a coffin? Will I be in an alternative arrangement? Like, I seen some caskets in Nelson where they had willow baskets.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And in terms of Māoridoms, we're going back to flax baskets, or flax waka, they call them.
Mm.
Yeah, harakeke waka. And so, and all the protocols that go around that as well, that'd be interesting also. Is there anyone else coming in terms of end-of-life care?
Well, we've got Wellington Free Ambulance, St John's Ambulance and New Zealand Healthcare, who all specialise in alert buttons.
Okay,
whether it's a necklace or a bracelet or whatever. Yeah. So people who live alone need a quick way sometimes of calling that ambulance or calling a family member. So having a personal alarm, so there'll be options there to look at.
Yeah. Well, also, age concern, we do have booklets around advanced care planning.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Great. Well, and that will all be there. All those lovely booklets, Age Concern, will bring along.
Yeah. And so in terms of advanced care planning, it is really good. So everyone is on board on the same page. You know, have a discussion with the client. I'll use the word client. And then their health team and then their family. So everyone knows what's happening. Yeah. And there's no surprises.
Exactly.
Yeah, there are no surprises, and there is no fighting. Yeah, as I said, as a time when we grieve, you know, it's hard enough as it is, you know. So if we all know, it makes it just that more easier, that bit more easier.
Yeah.
And that's what I plan to do with my family too. That's what I've done with my family. Everyone knows, you know, what the story I'm going, what's to be done, what songs I'd like. And where I would like to spend my last moments here.
Yes.
Yeah, where I'd like to spend my last moments, if it's possible, at home.
Yeah.
You know, so they know and take me home. Yeah. Anyway, it's changed the subject. It's been a bit morbid. Even morbid. But it's, yeah, so for those out there who are looking at having an advanced care plan or having what the options are at the end of life, go and have a, what I would say, put your ideas down now. And so when you go to the expo, that you've got some questions to ask, all written down and all prepared, so you can be clear in what you want and they can be clear on the response that they give you. That'll be great. Yeah. What else have we got there, Alison?
Well, we've got the New Zealand Memories magazines coming.
What's that?
Well, there's lots and lots of people in New Zealand, us ordinary folk, who have had rich lives or interesting lives. And often that sort of dies with us when we go, but putting down on paper what we've done, you know, my generation and my mother's generation, we've lived through a lot of change in society. And just documenting some of those things.
Oh, like a biography.
You know, like a biography. But, yeah. But including other members of your family, you know, all those sorts of things. I've got a couple of books that I started writing years ago, just, you know, fill in the blank books for my daughters. It's more about them, but it also what I was doing at the time when they were that age doing what they were doing.
Mm.
Yeah. And slipping in photos, because often photos don't go into albums. They go into a plastic box in the loft and stay there. And then they get opened up and nobody knows who's in them. Mm. So one of my goals is to actually pull that box down one day and sort digitize out the photos, write on the back of them, maybe digitize them.
Yeah, yeah. I was just thinking about that, like with your memoirs, because it'll probably be electronic, or could be.
Could be.
And then so then it's kept online so a lot of family members could access it, you know, if they wanted to.
Exactly. And not just family members, but it's good for society, I think, to show a pattern of what's happened in society, reading people's individual tales.
Yes. Yeah. I've just gotten back from the Shetland Isles. We did went on a whakapapa journey for my wife. And the stories that we got from there, if we hadn't gone to the Shetlands, we would have never known.
Yeah. Okay.
We would have never known.
Any interesting tales that you can tell us?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you about one, two might be, depending on time. But anyway, my wife's great-great-great-granduncle, he was a harpoonist on a whaling ship, right? And so it was near the end of the season, and him and his crew spotted a whale. They went out to harpoon it. They did. He got it. But the whale put up, as anyone would, a fight, you know, because it's a fight for life, right?
Yeah.
The whale dove under this ice shelf, okay? It took the boat with them, and some of his mates jumped off the boat. He was one of them, jumped off the boat. Some didn't get a chance. They ended up in the water and went to the other side of this ice shelf. Well, the people on the mothership thought that they were all lost, and they turned around and went back home, left them on the ice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, left them on the ice. They managed to build a shelter for them, and they lived on snow, melted down, and raw whale meat until the boat came back the following season. Some of them had passed away. Some of them were so skinny it wasn't funny because they emancipated. Yeah, that was his story. And then he came out, not very long, about a year or 2 years after that, he came down to New Zealand to hunt whales down here. And he fell in love with Aotearoa. And then he went back home to his dad and said to his dad, you need to go down. And that's when they all came out. The whole family came out. Oh, no, sorry, two of them stayed in the Shetland. And the other eight came down. And that was an interesting trip. They sailed on the Star of India, okay? And they left Gravesend. There were two boats that were sailing to New Zealand. They came down. Oh, they left at the same time. Their boat broke its mast, so they had to stop, I think, off the coast of South Africa, somewhere around there, and fix their mast, okay? But when they pulled into Petone, the other boat wasn't here. And they were wondering what happened to the other boat. Well, it was that the other boat had caught fire and everyone on board lost their lives. So they were really lucky that they weren't on that other ship. They could have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could have been, but they weren't. So, you know, it's stories like that that I would have never known if I didn't go back and my wife didn't go back to the Shetland to have that journey. Yeah, or finding her relations. And so that was really interesting for us.
Absolutely.
She's the first one out of the family that came out. She's the first to go back. They came out in 1874 on the Star of India. Yeah. So, yeah, that was one of the, or two of the stories that I learnt up there in the Shetlands, and how really exciting it is to write your stories and how valuable they are for the people, the generations to come. Yeah, so the only downside is now I have to write all the stuff down so that my children will read.
You you better retire early.
Yeah, maybe a couple of weeks' time, months' time.
Maybe you could get one of those computers where you actually just talk into it and it puts it into written word.
Dragons, this is called dragon something. Yeah. So the value of writing your stories so that others, as you said, there's a pattern, show people what lives were like, and the struggles, and how, most of all, I think, how we overcome things.
Yes.
I think that's a better tool than all the good things that happen. That's great, but you learn more in adversity.
You do.
Yeah.
You do.
And so when you pass those on to others, how did they cope at that time?
I read somewhere years ago, the view of the mountain top is best seen from the valley floor. So it's looking up, seeing that mountain top, and then how did you get out of the valley and climb that mountain?
That's right. That's a really nice saying, actually. There's a Māori Whakatauke would say similar. I can't remember what it, the actual words, but it says the same time. If it's to a lofty mountain, bow down to the lofty mountain. And so, Susan.
Yes.
We started talking about magazines there with Alison. So in terms of the Age Consumer magazine, and people, our spring edition is out. And so if you would like a copy of our spring edition, ring our office. What's the office number?
377-0066.
That's 377-0066.
And exciting news, because our office has actually moved and we are now at 14B Queen Street, which for people that know the New World end of town, we're sort of in Queen Street behind the New World building next door to King Street Art, which is great. Anthony and I had a look at King Street Art just to get to know our neighbours, which is something that we all need to do, even if we're in a workspace. And we met up with Ian and
Linda.
Mm-hmm. What a fabulous place. I was really amazed at all the opportunities that people can have to do art, whether it be clay or painting or anything else that you might be interested in. And also they've got a really cool exhibition room where people, local artists are selling some of their wares, which was really exciting for me because I'm such a shopper. So I have some ideas for Christmas presents. So, you know, if you've got the opportunity, pop into King Street and have a look at what they're doing there. You know, another opportunity, if you've got some spare time to actually indulge in your artiste side of life. Creating stuff is fantastic. It's great for our brain and it keeps us active. Plus, there'll be people there that you might not have met, so opportunities to meet new people and start new things as well. So, yes, we have moved to a very large building there. It's actually behind the Thai House. I thought I'd be indulging in a bit of Thai food, but I've been too busy to do that.
Oh, I have.
But call in and see us if you're in the area. It would be really great. So that's our big news and probably the biggest news we've had for quite some time. It's very hard to adjust to working from a new area and travel times, traffic, and all those sorts of things. I'm hoping to be able to cycle to work, which will be interesting to see how that goes. I won't be able to get away with just whipping down the road on my bike to Solway Showgrounds anymore, unfortunately. So we've got our new Active Ageing Wairarapa Spring Edition, which is a beautiful green colour with some lambs on the front of it, which is quite, quite soothing to look at that cover.
Springtime.
Yeah, springtime.
Any daffodils on there?
Actually, there aren't, but there were daffodils in Carterton on Sunday. So hopefully some of you had the opportunity to go down to Carterton. I sort of felt like I needed to get out in the garden, and the sun came out, and so I thought, maybe go somewhere. And it was a bit of a fight with my brain on what I was going to do, but I did stick with the gardening because that's the most important thing at the moment, because it makes me feel good when I see some lovely flowers. It's a feel-good thing.
Very therapeutic, as you said before.
So also we've got a notice to Age Concerned members of our annual general meeting coming up on Monday the 23rd of September. Please come along to that. It's at 10 a.m. at the Ranfurly Club Rooms, which is next door to the church at the bottom of Reynolds Street. So it's in between
Baptist Church.
Yeah, the Baptist Church and the
Marston Club.
That's the one. Yeah.
Did you know my wife's great great granduncle built that?
Yes, I did. Now, thank you.
Yeah, found that story out too, because he was a Tate from the Shetlands.
Oh wow! Mm. Wow, you're everywhere, Anthony.
I know.
So yeah, everyone is welcome, and we've got nominations for new board members that are open. So is that next week? That's actually on.
A week today.
Yeah.
So I think the nominations have shut for that.
Okay, nominations have closed. But there'll be like refreshments following the meeting, so the opportunity to catch up with some of the board members there, which would be great as well, to find out and have a chat with board members. So that's always a good gathering. What else have we got in here? I had a quick look through this morning. Everyone would have hopefully seen the ad for Scamming, which is a new ad campaign around the Chips TV show.
Oh, yeah, that's
which
right.
Which is quite exciting.
Poncherello.
I remember
and,
that. Yeah.
What was that other fellow's name? The Parky fellow's?
Poncherello and I don't know whether.
John, I think it's Fitz
John. Jones. Yeah, John was a bit boring. Poncherello was much more exciting. yeah, so you might have seen the ads on TV all about, you know, If a bank is ringing you and asking you questions, please take into account what they're saying, but don't, of course, you know, give out your numbers of your CVC number on the back of your cards, or get involved in a long conversation with them, because there is a scam around at the moment, which I think originally comes to you in a text warning you that something is going on with your accounts. Yeah. So make sure that you always ring whichever bank you are banking with. If you get a phone call or a text or something that you're very suspicious about, check with the bank first by ringing their actual phone number, because you know, they're pretty smart, these scammer people, and they can actually call you up, and it may look like a New Zealand phone number, but it's actually been redirected from overseas. So yeah, scams can be very hard to deal with, because they make you excited thinking that you're getting something extra, or they will play on the fact that this is really urgent, you need to do something now, and it doesn't give you the opportunity to actually have a clear mind and think about what you're doing.
Who can you report those to?
You can report them to your bank, you can report them to the police. NetSafe New Zealand.
NetSafe.
They're online. You can also phone them up, and your banks will always have something on their website about what the latest scams are as well. So there is lots of information if you look out for it, or if you have any issues, give us a call and we can certainly support you. But definitely ringing your bank first, because they will give you you know, an idea of exactly what you need to do. They are aware of things going on all the time, because they do have a fraud group that work with them, and you know, they're always trying to stop scams happening. Yeah. Of course.
So in it, make sure you don't give out any of your PIN numbers.
No, never give passwords. Out your PIN numbers.
Yeah, give none of those out.
Okay. Yeah,
and don't follow the links.
Don't
click onto any links that might get text to you, and never ever ever give anyone the opportunity to get into your computer remotely, because sometimes that can happen as well, because you think, wow, these must be people that I are fixing my computer, because they can get into it if I give them the right details. But that is a real no-no, because once they're in your computer, they can access a lot of your other
information
as well. So pretty important. What else have we got in here?
Trips.
There's quite a bit about Buddy Up as well at the prefab at Marston Library every Friday for all ages and all levels of all levels are welcome. They've got band, cribbage, and beginner ukulele. And there's also the walk and talk, which is lots of fun. If you can walk and talk at the same time, it means that you're breathing really well, and you've got a good high fitness rating, I would think, because it's quite hard to walk and talk. If you talk too much, you might be a slow walker. But that's okay.
It's about movement.
Any exercise is good.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so of course our coffee mornings are still up and running. Martinborough, first Wednesday of the month. Masterton, second Monday of the month. And that's at the Warrapa Community Centre now. Most of you will know that. Featherston, second Wednesday of the month. And Carterton, third Wednesday of the month. The September trip is actually involving going to our expo, which is a bit confusing because the expo is, of course, is at the beginning of October, but that's what we're doing this month, the month of September, just pushing it out by a few days. October is really exciting for our trips. We've got an annual Christmas shopping trip going to Queensgate Mall in Lower Hutt on Wednesday the 30th of October. That's really exciting. I feel the urge to go shopping because we all know getting over that hill can be a bit crazy sometimes. I think the last time I drove over, there were a lot of slips. Yeah, so quite good going with an organised group in the bus and, yeah, doing some shopping. Fantastic. You don't have to worry about parking either because we know sometimes we get to the mall and you can't get a park, especially getting close to Christmas. It can be pretty chaotic. In November, of course, we've got our Christmas buffet lunch at the RSA in Masterton on the 27th. So both of those, the trip and the lunch, are $45. So that's pretty exciting. Christmas is coming, folks. Better buckle up.
100 days.
100 days.
100 days.
Yay! Oh my goodness. That's scary.
Is, that is scary.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
That exciting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So lots of opportunities, guys, to keep active and keep socially active as well, which is really important. You know, with our Steady As You Go classes and fitness classes, line dancing. Line dancing is a challenge for us, getting the left and right muddled up. Or
yeah, especially if you've got two left feet.
Yeah, and sometimes we really concentrate on getting the movement done, but even if you just stick to the beat, you may not get the steps right to start with. As long as you're moving in the right direction, it doesn't really matter what you're doing. You could be doing your own thing as long as you're keeping in that line. It's called line dancing.
For a reason.
Yeah.
That's why they kick me to the back.
Yeah.
I've got to make my own line because I crash into too many people.
Yeah. Although when you're at the back, I often find you can't see a lot at the back. So sometimes it's really good to be in the front.
But then when they turn around 90 degrees and then another 90 degrees, you suddenly go from the front row to being in the back row.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I find line dancing a challenge for myself because...
Maybe that's a challenge you need to embrace in the next, you know, if you're doing New Year's resolutions at some stage.
how about we go to a line dancing class, you and I? Go to the age concern one.
We could do that.
Yeah.
Can we sing at the line dancing class?
Oh, we'll have to ask the tutor. So when is the line dancing class?
Line dancing, let me see. I know they do line dancing actually at Solway Showgrounds.
On a Friday.
Is it Friday? Yeah. Line dancing is on a Monday at 10:30 at the Senior Citizens Hall in Cole Street, which is the venue for all of our exercise classes.
Is that a beginner's class?
I don't think so. There is a beginner's class, but I think if you contact Rachel at work, she would be able to tell you and support you in the beginner's class because I think she might have something to do with that. Okay. It's $2 per class, and that's just to cover off the hireage of the hall as well. So, you know, another push for Buddy Up is that Rachel will try her best. If you have anything that you want to get involved with and there is, you know, you don't know how to start up or support a group, please contact her because she is the miracle worker of organising new activities because once you get once you get a new activity in your head, there's always the challenge of doing something even newer and keeping up with, things. Changing things up. And it's really great if you can do activities like our exercise classes because it's an activity for your body and your brain, and it also supplies that social connection as well.
Yeah, that's cool. That.
Yeah.
And, might there be, Alison, at the expo, Rachel and her line dancing group?
There may well be.
Maybe
watch we'll, this space.
Watch this space.
So I have some surprises, Anthony.
Okay.
And you may be up there doing it too.
Yeah, maybe I do line dancing next year.
Yeah. Hey, you can only improve.
Yeah. There will be St. John's people there, so that they'll be helpful for me.
Make sure you're wearing your line dancing shoes if you're attending, just in case you have the opportunity to do something like that, which would be great. It's always and it's fun, and everyone's in the same boat when we first start anything. It's part of the learning is a good thing because it's fun and it's getting us nimble.
Well, I remember that song from Crowded House, 6 months in a leaking boat, that'll be me. But yeah, no. I suppose it's a challenge. So let's go to a line dancing class, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll come along and take photographs just so that we can put that in your memory treasures.
On my CV. because we did go to the Steady As You Go class so that we knew what it was about, didn't we?
We did, and it was actually quite strenuous.
It was.
And, of course, it's just getting up and down off a chair can be quite strenuous, really good for your thighs, and we know that if we keep active, we keep our muscles active as well.
Yeah.
And it enables us to live a more fulfilling life and be able to do things independently, because I think it's really important to for our brain and our mojo to know that we can do things independently.
Yeah. I remember I've shared this before, a professor from the Bronx, I think he was American fellow anyway, buff as, he was a bodybuilder, but he said, because his sports and exercise, that was his thing. And so he said, when you're 20, you don't really need to go to the gym. It's good if you do, but you don't really need to go to the gym. He said, but when you're 40, you need to get to the gym. And he said, but your goal when you're 40 is so that you can stand up and have a cup of tea when you're 90. That's your goal.
Well put.
He said, when you're 60, though, don't let your ego get in the way, because you won't be able to lift as much as you did when you're 40 or 50. He said, because you must remember your goal, and your goal is to be able to stand up and have a cup of tea. Yeah, he said, remember that. And so I take that into great consideration. The things that I do will affect my future, and how do I bring the future into the present? If I don't work on the present, that the future may be revealed. Interesting, that one.
Nice words.
So that's my thinking on that anyway. So, yep, get up. Even if you go for a walk to the gate, it can start with, as all journeys, one foot in front of the other. Yep. And there will be times when you'll go, like I do when I go to the gym, I don't really want to go today. But when I get there, I feel so refreshed and glad that I've gone.
Those endorphins get activated and we feel much, much better.
Yeah.
Gym's a good opportunity. Most gyms are 24/7 these days, and you can go along and do your own thing. And it's a great opportunity to keep your muscles going. Quite often when we're doing exercises in our class, our instructor will talk about, we need to be able to, if we're going shopping, we need to be able to pick up our weighty bags of treasures that we're bringing home and all those sorts of things. So it's really important to make sure that we're healthy and strong and able to carry on.
Yep.
Well, absolutely. On that note of exercise, excuse me, Lynn and Hayden are coming to the expo to talk to us about walking backwards.
Okay.
Walking backwards is fun.
Okay.
Yeah. I've tried it a few times.
All right.
Yeah, you just tell us about find your experience. Somewhere safe to walk, and you walk that distance backwards.
Yeah.
if you're a little bit concerned because you can't see what's behind you, get a friend, link arms, facing different directions.
Okay.
So when you're walking backwards, your friend is walking forwards, yeah, and can see anywhere where you might trip or whatever. And then you just...
Reverse it. Yeah.
100 steps walking backwards is the equivalent of 1,000 steps walking forwards.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and interesting for your posture too, because I don't know if you've noticed, but when you're walking forwards, you often... your head's tilted forwards and looking down, but when you're walking backwards, your chin's up, and it changes your back structure. That's
going to be. So if you want to try that. If you want to learn more about it, come to the expo and talk to. Is it Lynn
Tankersley?
Okay.
And Hayden.
Okay. Yeah,
they're going to be there promoting it. Yeah. Yeah.
They'll be,
we might even get them up on the stage demonstrating it.
We could too. That's a surprise, people.
That's one of the surprises, which is no longer a surprise.
The surprise might be you getting up there to join them if you're part of the audience.
Or Anthony and I walking.
Yeah, I think I've got myself into trivia. But that's, yeah, it's all about being active, aging with attitude. What is the... thing for this year one, then?
It's Our Place.
Tell me about that.
Well, there's lots of ways of looking at Our Place. Mm. The way I'm looking at it is, you know, I've got a whole lot of circles, I guess, the smaller ones inside the bigger ones, and the smaller one is my place, where I live.
Yeah.
You know, where I feel safe and secure, where my people that I live with are. And then going out to the next circle, my street, my neighbours, you know, making contact with those people. Who are they? How can they help me? How can I help them?
Okay.
You know, especially if there's some different generations in your street, that's quite cool. You know, there's some things I can't do, but I can babysit.
Yeah.
Or I can make a cake for someone else, you know, a new neighbour or whatever.
She makes nice cakes.
Yeah, pretty good brownie, yeah.
Yes.
And then the next circle out, you know, my village.
Yeah.
My out from my street, maybe my neighbourhood, if you're in a place like Masterton that's got suburbs, or if it's like me in Carterton, that's my whole town, really.
Mm.
Yeah, what's out there that I can join? How can I be involved?
Mm.
Yeah, I've started, beginning of last year, started learning Mahjong.
Oh, nice.
And I've met a lot of people through that. Yeah. I've been too busy to go this year, but I've still got connections with those people, those friends that I made there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're looking at a micro and a macro.
Yeah, I am.
And how does that interlink?
What other, not just clubs and organisations in my neighbourhood, but church groups, you know, they don't all just meet on a Sunday. They might meet during the week or have social things during the week. One of the churches where I live, they have a dinner once a month, a potluck dinner, and it's a true potluck dinner. Nobody knows what anyone else is bringing.
Sausage and rolls.
It could be, or, you know, a tub of ice cream for dessert. Yeah.
It reminds me of that Sesame Street song. Are the people in your neighbourhood?
Yeah. You get out and meet the people in your neighbourhood.
Yeah.
Get to the library. I think that's one of the best assets in our towns in the Wairarapa. We've got brilliant libraries.
Yeah. And we've got brilliant librarians.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Brilliant librarians.
Yeah. So while we're on that line, I need to acknowledge our sponsors.
Yep.
We've got sponsorship from Masterton, Carterton, and South Wairarapa District Councils, who have given us some money to help putting this Ageing with Attitude Expo together. So they're right in behind us. The mayors will be, and council representatives will be coming to the expo. So come along and meet them.
Nice.
And our MP, Mike Butterick, is coming along to be officially open the expo. So if you want to come and talk to our politicians, both local and national government, come along and have a chat. Yeah,
that'll be good, because he needs to know. They need to know what's in their community as well,
and how
to best represent their community.
Yeah, they need to know what's on top for you and me.
Mm.
Yeah, what our concerns are should be their concerns.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. That sounds really good. That sounds really great, actually. It sounds like it's going to be how many stalls this year? We had about 60 last year.
Well, I was hoping to stop it at 50, but I think we might be 53 at the moment.
Wow.
I'm doing a floor plan today because there's someone else wanting to squeeze in, but I need to do that floor plan first. Yeah. Yeah, people are keen and eager to come along and meet all our senior citizens and their whānau.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not just for anyone over 65. Bring your whānau with you. Bring your friends who are middle-aged, because at some stage they're going to be seniors as well.
Yeah.
And they need to plan ahead.
That's right. And that's the thing. It's not just for older people.
No.
It's for people to understand what there is in the community for the future. And also to give, you know what I think might be a nice idea, Alison? Have a suggestion box.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Yep, because some people might have, looking at their future, becoming an older person, what they might like to see in the community when they get to the retirement age or whatever that might be, you know?
Yeah.
That might be helpful, not necessarily for us as, or you as the expo coordinator, but it could be information that would be helpful for the councils to develop in the future ageing strategies.
Yes, yes. And people could come along and see Lisa Matthews
at
the Positive Ageing Strategy stand.
Okay, cool.
And talk with her.
Yeah.
She represents all three councils.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That will be good. What could we have for ageing in the future? Because it will be what we've got at the moment is different from what our parents had.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and our totally needs different. Are different from our parents'
exactly.
needs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like they keep what they say to me, you know, 60 is the new 40, 80 is the new 60, because we're living older.
Yeah.
And we're becoming more active as an older generation.
Absolutely. My mum, God rest her soul, she was old at 50.
Yep.
And when I was 65, I was doing things that she would never have done at 50.
Yeah.
And that's just the change in how society sees people.
Yep, that's right. Yeah. So if you're, come prepared also, as I said, to give suggestions about what, you know, what would you like when you become older in the community, what kind of activities might there be, so that our councils can have a look at them and devise a strategy for
the future. Yes, because we all know that things take time to be planned and built.
Especially with government.
And they do actually have a ageing strategy plan in our local government as well, so you could probably Google and have a look at that online and see if there's any suggestions you want to make to change that with Lisa.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
it's a good opportunity. If the lawmakers and the strategists don't know, you know, because they can't see through your eyes, it's not going to, you know, be noted and amended, really. Like that's transportation right. is a huge issue in the Wairarapa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Will there be more electric bikes?
Yeah, hope not. This is so dangerous.
We've got Mallow Yellow coming to the – Mallow Yellow Cycles are coming to the expo. So, you know, if you want to try out an e-bike, come to the expo.
Yeah, yeah. And because I know, like, when I was down Kaiteretere, Mutueka and Mapua, a lot of older people riding long ways on their push bikes. I initially thought they were just normal bikes. I go, wow, these old fellas are fit. But they were taking advantage of the e-bikes, biking from Nelson City out to Kaiteretere because they got good biking tracks all along there. Yeah.
And there's even foldable e-bikes now that you can just fold up and pop in your boot.
Wow. Yeah.
Drive to somewhere and hop on it and off you go.
I would say, though, for those older people who are looking at fold-up bikes, get to the gym because they're heavy.
Very heavy.
Oh, they're 26 kilos.
Yeah, 26 kilos. So you've got to lift at least 30.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least 30.
I think people are quite shocked on how heavy they are.
Yeah.
I spoke to someone a few months ago when I saw them on an e-bike and they were enjoying it, but they said that it is really hard when you stop, you've got to be able to hold that bike up.
30 kilos, 26 kilos,
yeah.
But not as heavy as a Harley Davidson, though, are they? And there are people who've had to pick those up off the ground.
Yep, that's true. That's true. Anyway, time's going fast.
Yeah.
It's going fast. And that's to Christmas, that's to our expo, that's to our AGM, but also to our session today. And so with that, Alison, would you like, what's your final words for our listeners today?
Well, as the young people used to say, be there or be square. Come to the expo. We look forward to seeing you. Make yourself known to us. Come up and introduce yourselves. Yeah. And let's make it a fun day for everybody.
Absolutely, absolutely. Susan?
Oh, we haven't told anybody where it is.
Oh, better tell someone where it is.
No, it's at the stadium, folks, next door to the pools in Masterton, behind the War Memorial.
Yeah, Genesis Recreation Centre.
Is that its posh name now?
Yes, it is. Okay. Yep, okay, so that's where it is on the 1st?
On the 1st of October, 10 till 3.
10 to 3.
See you there.
Susan, you got any last words?
Spring is in the air, and enjoy the warmer climate, and I'm enjoying the longer days at the moment, but we're going to be doing daylight savings at the end of this month, which is
29th.
Yeah, but hard to get used to when you're, you know, the birds are chirping at, what, 5:45 these days, I think, maybe. Enjoy the beginning of spring and moving on to summer, and hopefully catching up with all of your whānau at Christmas time. Because that's not far away.
That's not far away.
Start 100
days.
Now.
I think my last words is this. Remember that Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori is here with us. Remember that Māori language is the official language in New Zealand also. So the more that, even if you just say kia ora and build on that for those who aren't reo speakers, the more we use te reo in our daily conversations, the more we become confident in being able to speak. So kia kaha, kia mai, kia manawa nui. And with that, for those near and far, may you have a good day today, a blessed remainder of the year, and may 2025, when it gets here, give you all but one of your dreams. Hei konei rā.
Mā te wā.